And now, with your mat or blanket spread out on the floor or on a rug, simply go down to the floor, assume the supine position, with your back against the floor. With your hands at your side, with your palms facing the ceiling. If your neck's uncomfortable, you may want to use a small pillow. Stretching your legs out slightly apart and allowing your feet to fall apart and just relaxing. Perhaps getting heavier and heavier, the feeling of sinking into your mat. Noticing any tension you may have in your face, your neck, your back, your legs. And on the out-breath, just letting go of the tension. Just relaxing into what we call the corpse pose. Getting more and more relaxed. Breathing in and breathing out. Now you can bring your arms up out to your side in the T position and bring your knees up and place your feet flats on the floor. We're going to do some slight pelvic tilts. And just engaging the muscles in your stomach and your belly and lifting your tailbone just slightly, and press your back, your vertebrae, one by one against the floor. Just rocking it up. And on the out breath, let it rock down. And on the in breath, rocking it up. And the out breath, rocking it down. And you may do this a time or two, just paying attention to the sensations in your back and stomach, all the while breathing in, breathing out, just waking up and bringing awareness to these areas of your body. Just letting whatever you find being okay and accepting, not judging, breathing in and out of any tightness, and when you're ready, you can bring your arms back down to your sides and stretch out your legs again. Taking a breath in and out. Perhaps noticing any difference you feel from when you started. And if you're ready, bring your knees up to your chest. Putting your hands around your knees and drawing them in. Just continuing your breathing, rocking to the left and to the right and back again, back and forth, feeling the floor, Perhaps if you're comfortable, you can lift your head up, look at your knees. Continue rocking back and forth, just breathing. Just breathing slowly and regularly. And bringing your head back to the floor, extending your left leg and keeping a hold of your right knee up to your chest. You might allow your right leg to fall over a bit to the right. Just experiencing anything you feel. Sort of finding what seems far enough, what may be too far. Just experiencing. Now bring the right leg over to the left. Perhaps moving your body with a turn to the left. Just feeling how this is different from going the other way. And you can bring your head down or bring it up. Perhaps moving your ankle, just moving your foot in a little circle, moving clockwise and then counterclockwise, and then extending your right leg and bringing your left leg up to your chest. Placing your hands around your knee, making your left leg drop a little to the left, feeling any tension, all the while breathing. Now you can draw the left leg across the body to the right, noticing the difference in the feelings and the differences in the muscles engaged, all the while breathing. Not holding your breath. And then you can extend the left leg back out. Put your hands to your side in what we call the corpse position. And just notice the results of your actions, the difference in the way your body feels. Any changes in your breath? Now gently and mindfully, turn over and bring yourself up onto all fours. If you can, turn your toes under with your heels pointing up, with your fingers under your shoulders, fingers spread. Try to point your elbows backwards, and the inside of your elbow pointing slightly forwards, and doing the cat posture. Bring your back to arch up, bringing your tailbone in and bringing your head down, and just stretch. All the while breathing with an in-breath, raise your head, lower your back, and raise your tailbone into what we call the cow posture. Breathe in and out. And on the out-breath, bring your head down, your back up, and your tailbone in. And just alternate from the cat posture to the cow posture. The cow breathing in. The cat breathing out. And just continue slowly breathing. Just being present to the sensations. Feeling your toes, your knees, your back, your tailbone, your spine, your hands, your arms. And then coming back to all fours and lifting the left leg out and back of your body and bringing your right arm forward, just balancing on your right leg and your left arm, breathing all the time, and coming back to the all fours position, and just repeating the cat posture with your tailbone in, your back up, and your head down. And on the in-breath, moving into the cow posture, your head up, your back down, your tail up. And just doing this a few times, just relaxing. Now, bringing up your left arm and your right leg and just balancing, looking down, noticing any pain you may be having, and if your body tells you back off from any straining or competitiveness or judgmentalness. Just discovering what your body can do comfortably. And coming back, bringing your hands and your knees back to the floor. And with your toes tucked under, just resting back, bending your knees, putting your buttocks more over your feet, just gently. This may be a bit uncomfortable. Keep breathing. And back off a little from that edge of discomfort. And now taking a couple of breaths to turning back over and returning to the corpse pose, lying on your back, noticing the movements it takes to get there. Just breathing, relaxing. And now when you're ready, we're going to move into the half bridge pose. And now when you're ready, we're going to move into the half bridge pose, placing your hands at your side and turning your palms over, bringing your feet up under your knees and your knees up, just breathing. And slowly, with your legs and your pelvis and your stomach, lift up your pelvis off the floor and lift your pelvis and stomach toward the ceiling. Pressing down on your feet. Just feeling the stretch and the tension involved in this pose. Noticing your breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Trying to keep your knees mostly together, not to fall apart. Noticing any tension in your shoulders, and if that's necessary to maintain this posture. And any tension in your face. Just holding the posture, yet relaxing. And if you feel that you're not having difficulty breathing, or holding the posture, feel free to come back down to the floor and relax. And if you get to the floor, just relax. Maintain your breathing. And just coming back to the floor, feeling your spine reconnect vertebrae by vertebrae and your tailbone coming to the floor. And feel your body. Just experience. And when you're ready, you can reassume the bridge posture, slowly bringing your tailbone and each vertebrae up off the floor, perhaps with an in-breath. Breathing in, breathing out, and with an out-breath, come back to the floor. And you can extend your legs out. Turn the palms up. Just relaxing. Noticing any tension that may have accumulated. And now bringing your knees up to your chest with your hands around your knees and just rocking back and forth. Left to right, right to left, just massaging your back. If it's comfortable, you can bring your head up, always maintaining your breathing. Noticing any judgments that may be occurring. Any competitiveness to outdo yourself or your neighbor. And now bringing your feet back to the floor with your ankles together and your knees together. You can bring your hands up behind your head, just giving your neck a little support. And allow your knees and legs to drop over to the right, just gently. And now lift your head slightly and look a little bit toward your left elbow. And just feel the stretch. Being careful to avoid any real pain. Noticing the position of your hips on the floor. The stretch in your sides and torso. And bringing your head up and turning it to the center. And bringing your knees to the mid position. And just breathe, bringing your head down. And now allowing your legs to fall to the left side and turning your head to the right, looking at your right elbow. And just noticing the stretch and breathing into and out of that stretch. Just breathing and being aware. And when you're ready, coming back to the center. Bringing your head down you can extend your legs out straight and put your hands to your side and go back into the corpse position just relaxing into the floor and breathing just checking in and seeing what the results of the previous exercise are to your sensations. And now allowing the left leg to bend and the right leg extended out. And just lift the right leg off the floor, keeping your knee straight. Not far off the floor, and just where it's reasonably comfortable. And just breathe in and breathe out. And check in with your face and your shoulders. And just see if you can use only the muscles that are necessary to maintain your right leg off the floor. You can bring your head and shoulders off the ground if you wish, but only if it's reasonably comfortable. And bring your left knee toward your face, again perhaps placing your hands around your knee, not going past your edge. Being compassionate to yourself, yet aware. Just note your experience, and then note any thoughts you may having or elaboration, the stories you tell yourself about your experience. And bringing your right leg back to the floor, and then your left leg, and reversing this, extending your left leg out, bringing your right foot up and your knee toward the ceiling, and lift your left leg, just your leg, off the floor. And only as far as is comfortable. And if you wish, you can grab your right knee and gently pull your head up, all the while breathing. Again, noticing any worries that may be going through your mind. Any elaboration of the sensations. Breathing in and out of areas of tension and tightness. And then allowing your left leg to come back to the floor, re-extending your right leg, and coming back to the corpse pose. Just checking in. Just allowing the experience. Allowing these sensations to be your focus. And just be with your body as it is now, your sensations now, and just allowing those sensations to be what they are. And then when you're ready, roll over on your right side with your head supported by your right arm and your left hand out in front of your belly to provide some balance. And lift your left leg straight and lift it as far as comfortable and just breathe in and out into any areas of discomfort. And if it's uncomfortable, you can perhaps lift it not quite so high. Or if it's comfortable, lift it a little higher. Just feeling what happens. Noticing any competitiveness. Feeling the stretch, the tension. And breathing in and out, always breathing. And now, allow your leg to come back down to rest on the right. And if you can and you're willing, lift again your left leg. Perhaps rotating your ankle clockwise and then counterclockwise. And when you're ready, bringing your left leg back down onto your right. And moving back onto your back into corpse pose. All the while, continuing your breathing and not holding your breath. Feeling the effects of the exercise on your body. And now, rolling over onto your left side, putting your left arm under your head and your right arm in front of your belly, and lifting your right leg. Noticing any tension, and if you wish, rotate your foot clockwise and then counterclockwise, perhaps lifting a little higher. Just breathing in, breathing out. Just breathing in to any discomfort. Breathing out. And allow your right leg to come back down over your left. And if you wish, you can repeat this exercise and lift your right leg again. Noticing any tension in your mind, any stories, and bringing your right leg down again. And rolling over on your belly, and perhaps moving your face to one side or the other. And you can alternate during this exercise which side of the face you're exercising, which side of the face you're resting on. With your hands at your side. Just gently breathing. Feeling your abdomen against the floor, moving in and moving out, and your chest. Now moving your head straight ahead so your chin is on the floor. Just relaxing your arms and shoulders at your side. And slowly, gently lifting your right leg up off the floor. Just noticing the muscles tensing as you do this. Just holding the posture. You don't have to lift far. And you can notice any tension in your face, any thoughts. Just breathing in and out of any discomfort. And then bringing your leg back to the floor. And again, just letting go. Experiencing what happens between the time you have tension and the time you release. And just continuing to release as you lie on the floor. And keeping your chin straight ahead, lifting your left leg. Noticing if you're using any muscles you don't need to use, such as muscles in your arms or shoulders. Just lifting your leg a short distance. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling your stomach against the floor. Your chest. Breathing in and breathing out. And now allowing your leg to come back to the floor. Perhaps moving your neck, your face to one side, just relaxing. Just noticing the difference between tension and relaxation. And when you're ready, bringing your chin to the floor. And just lift your head and shoulders with your arms to your sides, keeping the tops of your feet on the floor. Just imagining you're a cobra lifting up just as far as is comfortable, all the while continue your breathing, not holding. With a full breath in and a full breath out. And when you're ready, bringing your head back down with your head at one side, just letting go, letting be. Taking a few deep breaths. And now, putting one arm under you and raising up, bring yourself back to your back, turning over in the corpse pose. And bringing your knees back up to your chest. Rock back and forth. Just massage those muscles you've just been stretching and tensing. Just appreciating them. all the while breathing in and breathing out. And now going back to the corpse pose. Just relaxing, congratulating yourself and your body. Appreciating the sensations and the capability that your body gives you. Perhaps again, just relaxing your face, your shoulders, your back, your legs, sinking into the floor. Perhaps with just a small smile on your face. Nothing strained. And just breathing in and out of that smile. Just relaxing. And when you're ready, perhaps moving your hands and feet, turning slightly to your side, perhaps to your right side, and with your left arm and then your right, slowly pushing yourself up. And congratulating yourself once again on this yoga exercise.